There's been turmoil at Melbourne University Press after the chief executive, Louise Adler, and five board members all resigned from their roles last week. Now, for many years, MUP has published a range of non-fiction books, and the resignations come off the back of a move by the university to shift MUP's focus to strictly scholarly works. That means books that were previously published to commercial success, books by prominent personalities like Susan Alberti, by current and former politicians like Mark Latham and Tony Abbott, will no longer fall under the MUP remit. Now, Gillian Triggs is one of the MUP board members who resigned last week. Here she is talking to RN Drive.
My understanding is that the Vice-Chancellor is keen to look at the models of Cambridge University Press and the Yale publishing companies as models that he prefers. And he thinks that the focus on scholarship and on academia and the works of the academic community is a desirable way to go.
In a statement, the university says MUP will refocus on being a high-quality scholarly press in support of the university's mission of excellence in teaching and research. The change comes after the university commissioned a recent review into the direction of MUP. That followed the publication of the book Cardinal, The Rise and Fall of George Pell, by ABC journalist Louise Milligan. Now, that particular book was controversial, and it should be noted that the new university chancellor, Alan Myers QC, is also Cardinal Pell's lawyer. Now, Gillian Triggs was asked about this and would not draw a link between the Pell book and the changes to MUP. Instead, she says she resigned to give the university a chance to assemble a new board that could implement its new vision. Meanwhile, in her resignation letter, Louise Adler said she was proud to have published books, including the Pell book, that set the agenda, changed community attitudes, altered public policy, held the powerful to account, and defended the disempowered. Now, Warren Bebbington is the interim chair of the MUP board. He says any suggestion of editorial interference over the publication of the Pell book is nonsense. And on ABC TV, he thanked Louise Adler for her work.
She's a very prominent and charismatic and energetic figure, and I'm sure we'll hear more from her elsewhere. But, you know, her contribution to MUP has been enormous, but obviously things will change with a new person who puts a new stamp on it.
So what will this new stamp mean for MUP authors? Jane Caro has a new book out with MUP this week. It's called Accidental Feminists. It's the kind of book that is unlikely to be published under MUP's future vision. She told me she will be able to find other publishers for her future work, but she finds the changes at MUP baffling.
To deliberately kind of hobble a really successful publishing organisation that does nothing but make Melbourne University look terrific seems to me quite a bizarre move by the management of the university, and a shame, because we need more books of the kind that Louise and the team put together, not fewer of them. We need more accessible, authoritative discussions about what's going on in our increasingly chaotic world. We don't need more academics discussing academic ideas merely with one another. There's plenty of that already.
Author Jane Caro there. What remains to be seen now is how the changes at MUP will affect its financial future. The publisher is subsidised by the uni, but Gillian Triggs says it'll be harder for MUP to make a profit going forward.
I think it's well known that although Australians are wonderful readers of books, the publishing industry is very competitive and the margins are very small. And for the most part, academic and scholarly works will not keep a commercial publishing company alive.
Former board member Gillian Triggs there on RN Drive. And briefly in other book news, congratulations to all the winners of the Victorian Premier's Literary Awards. Elise Valmorbida won the Fiction Prize for The Madonna of the Mountains, but the biggest prize went to Behrouz Bouchani for his non-fiction work No Friend But the Mountains, a book written one text message at a time and sent from within a detention centre on Manus Island. Congratulations.